Welcome back, everybody. And we were talking about some grocery store things here. Now, I'm the only person who's worked in a grocery store here on the team, right? Dan, you've never worked in a grocery store, right?
I have not.
And Esmeralda, have you ever worked in a grocery store?
No.
Okay. You obviously, though, Esmeralda, you and I have had service and customer jobs where we would have to deal with this, with the public on a regular basis. I worked at Jewel for 11 years. At the Jewels. You know, started out in the back, stocking, facing, stuff like that, then ended up being a dairy manager for a few years and, you know, dealing with customers on a regular basis. And I've talked about this before on the air. What would drive me crazy is if someone would come in and there'd be an item that's missing from the shelf and they go, "Do you have any in the back?" And you know that you don't. Like, you go and you ask and you answer them. You say, "No, I know, we're out of it and we'll get it in probably next week." And then they go, "Yeah, can you check for me?" And I'm like, I know for sure that we don't have the item. Yeah, but I would really, if you just double check for me, that'd be great. And so what I would do is for those people who keep asking people who work in grocery stores whether or not they have the item that is missing, and they need to go and check again and go in the back or go downstairs or go to the stock room and see if you've got any. If you finally like ask them four times or five times to go and check, double check for the item, when they do leave, they're not checking for the item. They're not. They're going to the back or downstairs, as the case where I used to work. And I'd go down and talk to the guys downstairs in produce and just make fun of the customer, and then come back up and go, "You know, I did a thorough search, and the item is not there." And that would just, it would happen constantly. It happened just constantly. And one of my other favorites was, you guys have seen Clerks, right? The original Clerks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there are some jokes in Clerks that are very, very funny because you have to deal with the customer. The person who takes all the milk off the shelf and puts it on the, you remember that part of the movie? They take all the milk off the shelf looking for a magical later date. Like there's going to be like a date that's 2 months from now it'll expire, and they take out, that's real. That's totally and absolutely real. People taking the milk off, and I would just be like, and they would put it back, but they would like inevitably put it back in a way that I wasn't happy about. You know, I'd have to restack it and all that other stuff. And do you remember the person who would check out every egg? Like go through the carton of, having worked in the dairy department for a long time, those people exist too. Like going through every egg with a microscope, checking out if there's a little dent or a crack in it or whatever. Now, I recommend when you buy a dozen eggs, you look at them and make sure that none of them are cracked or broken. Obviously, that's a normal thing to do, but take each one out, So anyway, those are real things. And I have here 11 things that frustrate every grocery store employee. And I happen to be going grocery shopping this morning a little bit. in a couple of hours, I'm going to be going grocery shopping with my folks. Because we were supposed to go last Monday, but my parents and I go grocery shopping every couple of weeks. We go to the Jewels that my dad works at, and then we get all of our shopping done. And that's usually, every other Monday morning we do it. And we were supposed to do it last week, but last week I had towels and t-shirts all over my wet floor as I was feeling the walls to make sure that they wouldn't pour down with water. So I didn't go grocery shopping. So I'm a little behind in my groceries, so we're going to go this morning. But anyway, let me give you some of the stuff here that you shouldn't do that will frustrate every grocery store employee. Number one is, if it doesn't scan, I get it for free, right? Now, I've never once said that to a cashier. Is that what is? Do people actually think that they get it for free if it doesn't scan? Is that a thing, Dan?
I mean, I've heard people like intimate that. I've never actually
seriously
seen a person do it, but yeah, I mean, because if it just goes over the beep and it's in the bag, well, it's your fault, not mine.
Yeah. Okay. It says, this is probably the most overtold joke in the grocery store, eliciting a groan from all of the most patient employees. Sadly, regardless of whether or not the scanner registers your item on the first try, you still have to pay for it. So resist temptation to use this shop-worn humor on the cashier. So they just get tired of hearing it like it's a joke. Hey, it didn't scan. Free, right? Yeah. All right. Number two, neglecting to say thanks. It's so easy to practice simple manners, and we promise it would make a world of difference to slow down, look an employee in the eye, and thank them for their work. Small kindness goes a long way toward making a person's day. Yeah, well, that's just common courtesy, I think, right? I say thank you to anybody who helps me, you know, in the grocery store, you know, from the bagger to the cashier to, you know, if I can't find an item and somebody helps me out, I say thanks. Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not that common, I don't think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I guess maybe because I worked at a grocery store for a long time. You know what I mean? And it's just common. I think it's common courtesy to thank somebody, you know? You know, when you work in a position where you're dealing with customer service, you get a completely different point of view on it. Would you agree with that, Esmeralda?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is on the other side.
Yeah. How do you tip at a bar? Do you tip heavily?
I tip normally.
Yeah.
But my normal is $1 per drink, and if it's something nicer, I give even more.
Yeah, I mean that's standard. When I was hanging out in bars, which was a lot, I would definitely overtip, and that was always because of my years as a bartender. And you ever been stiffed, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you would always pool our stuff together.
Oh, I see.
So we kind of would just grab everything and throw it in a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we would see when people would throw just change down.
I would, you know,
like, really? Okay, cool.
You know, it's ridiculous. And I didn't really bartend on, you know, I mean, there were some like weekend nights that I would bartend. I did a couple of New Year's Eves, but most of the time I was the sole bartender. So it was all my tips. You know what I mean? So we didn't pool anything together. And I was usually the only guy behind the bar.
Mm.
And I've been stiffed a number of times. And it sucks. So I always had the tendency to over tip when I was when I was hanging out in bars. So, all right, we got more of things that frustrate every grocery store employee, and I won't do any of this in a couple of hours when I'm at the Jewels. I promise. All right, we'll take a break, and we got the news coming up right after this. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking a wet Michigan Avenue. And not unlike my floor last week and my wall, which is why I was out, if for people who were wondering. There was an ice dam on the roof of my building right above my apartment, and the water leaked into the wall and all over the floors, and I had to monitor it for at least 4 days, and 3 of those days, no sleep. So it was a pretty rough week. It's all done now. It's just a matter of cleaning up the wall and respackling it and painting it. But the leak and stuff has presently, knock on wood, has stopped. But it was a nightmare. And if anybody has ever experienced, you know, like an ice dam wall leak or anything to that, you know, regard, you know what, how frustrating and how stressful it can be. So, and I want to thank Dean Adino for filling in for me, and everybody for reaching out, the listeners and everybody here at work who have been so accommodating. My bosses, Stephanie and Todd, very accommodating about me taking some time off for this situation. So I appreciate all that, but we're back. It's Monday. My dad's going to tell a joke. And more, we've got a whole week full of shows as we're going to continue through, you know, all the way through. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about things that frustrate every grocery store employee. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that I spent a good significant amount of time at the Jewels. Aubrey and I were just talking. Aubrey Mumpower, our engineer who was just leaving for the morning, was just talking about how he used to go to the Southport Jewel, and we would talk about work there. So instead of me working, I'd be talking to Aubrey. So, but I get to see Aubrey pretty frequently here, at least a couple, 3 nights a week for the show. And he's a great guy. Anyway, we're talking about things that frustrate every grocery store employee. And so far, we've talked about the wacky joke. Hey, if it doesn't scan, I get it for free, right? Wah, wow. And of course, neglecting to say thanks. You know, my dad, as you know, Dan, he is I believe. This is his 10th year. I think they gave him a watch.
Ah.
Yeah, I got nothing. They gave him, they gave him something cool for the 5-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And his 10-year anniversary, they gave him a really cool watch, you know? I didn't get anything. Nothing. I think I got a pin for my 10-year anniversary. Here's a little pin.
Yeah. Well, JoJo's cleaned up the place, you know?
It's JoJo. That's what it is. JoJo hands out all the... JoJo goes out and buys watches for
God,
the employee.
I wish that now. God, I'm just imagining a ceremony where JoJo hands your dad the wristwatch.
It would be the best. My dad, you know, he worked around the store. He did facing in the grocery department. But now he's a bagger. My dad bags groceries. And, because of his age, I'm very grateful for this. They don't have them go out and get the grocery carts, which is the worst, I think the worst part of the job. But, you know, my dad's 76. He's going to be 77 this year. He can't be going out in the middle of the parking lot, you know, and getting those heavy, and they're heavy, man. And you could hurt yourself. It's cold outside. No, that's why I'm so glad they don't have my dad do that. But my dad is like the most popular bagger because he's so gregarious, and he my dad will talk to anybody. Seriously. Anybody, you know my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He will talk to anybody and tell jokes and do routines, and he does that online at the store. My dad's only thing that bothers him is when people are in a bad mood. Like, he's just, you know, they're like, if they don't say thank you, if they're just like really like, if they yell at him, don't bag it like that or something like that. But that's kind of like rudeness, general rudeness and unhappiness bother my dad. So, the other thing that bothers my dad is nowadays, you know, now you bring in the bags, at least in the city, you bring in bags unless you want to pay the tax on the plastic bags. You want to, you know, get charged for them. So you do the reusable bags. This is a thing, I guess, that makes everybody in the upfront area, in the cashier area, are the dirty bags. Like, people don't clean their bags. You know, the cloth bags that you use over and over and over again. My dad has seen, like, he's like, I don't know why they want me to put food in this filthy bag. And that's a common thing because I'm, you know, when, it's funny, when we go grocery shopping, at, you know, this hour, my dad and I bag the groceries because it's just one cashier and we usually load up pretty good. It's a bit, you know, cause most people go into a grocery store at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're going to get like a can of Gatorade or right. Some, you know, something very, you know, but we're doing grocery shopping, like real, real. Let's almost fill up the cart grocery shopping. And you should see some people who get in line behind us. 6 o'clock in the morning. We've let a lot of people through who only have one or two items.
Yeah.
But they always have to, when we're grocery shopping, they always have to open up the second register. But from every cashier who I've ever talked to, the dirty bag thing is a big thing. Like, people are evidently, like, you know, and it's gross. Like, these bags are gross.
And it's dangerous. I know one of the things that I read about when the transition made place, they're like, you got to wash those bags because salmonella.
Absolutely.
Chicken, raw chicken, and the, you know, those things are very well packaged, but, you know.
No, just throw it in the wash. I mean, I don't. Esmeralda, you have the cloth reusable bags?
I do.
Yeah. You wash them, right?
I am guilty of not washing them as often as I probably should.
Yeah.
But I did just wash some.
So. Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't let it get out of hand, right? I mean, you wouldn't get out of hand, right? I mean,
well, I'm always wondering, like, how does it get that dirty?
Yeah.
Like, what are you carrying?
Yeah.
Because you're not buying, like, fresh farmer's market carrots that are, like, pulled out of the dirt.
My guess is that they're also using those bags for other things. That would be my guess. I mean, you know, not just for groceries. Like, they, oh, I got a bag here. Let's use it for this.
Yeah. I can understand the outside.
Right.
But if the inside, like, how dirty could it get?
But my dad says they're really, I mean, he's seen some filthy bags. Like, really, like, ugh. You want me to put your food in here? So, anyway, well, that's not on this list of frustrating. that's just a little complaint my father has. All right, how about this? Bringing more than 10 items to the 10 items or less lane. As a customer, that upsets me. You know what I mean? Lanes with this requirement were created for efficiency, so people with just a few items can theoretically get in and check out fast. Using the fast lane, when you have more than 10 items, makes the line longer and everyone behind you, for everybody behind you. Do your fellow shoppers a solid by using the correct lane, even if the wait is a bit longer. Again, that's common courtesy, don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
I hate when people do that. Let's see, because, you know, when we go grocery, like I said, we go grocery shopping 6 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. There's only one register open, and the other person is who opens up and takes the smaller items when we're there. They do it out of the bank, like they do the check because they have a person who's working in the bank. Because there's a bank in every Jewel now. So, 815 area code says, as someone who works in a grocery store, I hate being asked where's the butter, and we're standing right in front of the butter. Well, it's easy. You can just go right there. 608 area code says, Nick, I just retired from a grocery store 19 days ago after working 50 years. I got stories. Ha, ha, ha. I bet you do. 50 years working the grocery. I just friended a buddy of mine named Roberto, who used to work at the Jewel with me. And in fact, he lived in an apartment building on Sheffield. And we used to go up on his roof and watch the games. This was, I mean, this, he, you know what was up there? Three lawn chairs and a Weber grill. That was what was up on the roof.
It's pretty great.
And at one point it was during the 84 season, so it was very cool. So anyway, he's still working at Jewel. He's at the one on Lawrence and Central now. And he's still, I mean, how many years is that? I was thinking to myself, I guess it's this is his 32nd year working at Jewel.
Maybe he'll get a billboard. There's a bunch of those billboards.
I know. I'm looking. Yeah, my dad's 10 years. I should give him a billboard. So.
Let's call JoJo.
JoJo. Esmeralda, you've met JoJo. You probably have his cell number.
Oh, yeah. We were hanging out this weekend. So, you know.
JoJo always tips well.
JoJo is a big spender.
Yeah.
Let me tell
you.
You
can tell by the look in his eye, eye.
He gets his groceries for free, so he can spread the wealth around, you know?
What do you think JoJo eats? Oh, man. People who don't know who JoJo is, it's the mascot for Jewel, and he's like a cyclops with furry hair, and I love him. And I wanted to. I also want to thank the management over at the big guns over at Jewel for sending me the JoJo bobblehead because it's one of my it's on my coffee table, and I look at it every day. You know who he's next to? JoJo and my little Dana De Laurentiis doll are right next to each other.
Good company.
So I am a 9-year-old. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll talk more about things that frustrate grocery store employees. And from either end, as an employee or as someone who just goes grocery shopping, what things are you frustrated by? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Monday morning, that means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. It's a jokey time. And we're back. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Talking about things that frustrate every grocery store employee and asking you, if you work at a grocery store or even on the customer side, what are some of those things? 312-981-7200. We got some texts that have come in. Alan in North Carolina says, I always thank anyone wearing a name tag by their name. If I can't figure out the pronunciation, I ask each employee personally. That's nice. That's nice. 765 says, I hated customers that wouldn't even say hi when they were looking for something. They'll just look at you and ask, Drano? I'd give them my biggest smile and say, hardware, and then walk off. Just walk up to somebody and go, Drano? 219 area code says, I'm a cashier at Marshall's. What drives me crazy is when customers don't hand me their money, but rather just put it on the counter and expect me to pick it up instead of putting it in my hand. As a cashier, I would never put their change down on the counter and expect them to pick it up. That's on this list of things that annoy them. Let's see, where is that one on this list? Hold on a minute. Throwing your cash or card onto the counter, especially if the cashier has offered their hand. Some find it awkward to transfer a fistful of wadded bills and loose coins into another person's hand, but it's more polite and makes the transition easier on everybody. So, yeah, people don't like that one. All right. Now, Esmeralda, as someone who's bartended before, most of the time, well, at least at the places that I bartended at, people would leave their money on the bar, and you would just take from whatever pile.
Right.
That was like a regular thing.
Yeah.
And then you would put the change down on the bar.
Yeah, I would always, well, one, I would always ask if it's from there.
Oh, yeah. Do I take from here? Yeah.
Because people are weird.
Yeah.
And then I would always give back all their change. Because I know sometimes, like, people would be like, no, that's all for you. Or no, that would be for you. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read your mind.
Yeah, no, I do the same. I used to do the same thing. I would bring back the change, and then sometimes they'd go, that's for you. But we, at some of the bars that I bartended at, there were regulars there all the time. So it was like the same people.
Right.
And so it wasn't understood. You know what I mean? You didn't even have to ask them or anything like that. And then they would, most of these people would tip at the end. A lot of the people would just like tip when they were done, when they were drunk. So, all right, let's get back to this here for a second. How about this? Treating the grocery store like a bank. Most grocery stores offer cash back if you're paying with a card, but that doesn't mean you can treat the register like an ATM. To ensure there's enough cash to break everyone's bills, most cashiers won't be able to part with a roll of quarters in exchange for a handful of dollar bills. try an arcade, a laundromat, or an actual bank for that, then maybe your grocery store has a bank inside, which is the case. Go there. Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't you go to the service desk? Don't they have coins there or something?
Yeah, well, that now, most of that's like they don't really call it a service desk anymore. Now it's just, well, at least at the Jewel that we go to, the one at Irving and Narragansett that my dad works at, they've got a bank inside instead of a service desk, but it doubles as a service desk. You know what I mean? Oh. Like you can go to the bank and go, hey, I need this. So it's sponsored by whatever bank is inside, you know, there. And I think that's the case with a lot of, or at least I only speak for the Jewels. But I think that's the case. I think the service desk doesn't really exist as much anymore as it just is like a bank desk. You guys don't remember the days when, this was fun. You know, when I first started working at Jewel, first of all, there were no scanning. You didn't scan items. So if there were price changes that you have to do, like if they raised the price of something, not only would you have to like change the tag on the shelf, but you would have to take every item off, scrape off the sticker with the price on it, and then, you know, pricing gun, boom, 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 boom. People don't think about that anymore, man. Now you just change the tag and it's okay. And but that was a real pain in the butt, man. A real pain in the butt. Taking every single item off, scraping it, and then, bam, you know, price changes take 1/3 of the time they used to. And that was also, Esmeralda, during the spectacular time of pop bottle returns.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was fun. The cart would be behind the service desk, and it would be. And once it was filled up with the 16-ounce bottles that were returned, we would have to wheel in an empty cart, wheel that one downstairs, and then sort them out by company. And you'd have to wear like these metal gloves because there was a chance if you reach in the cart in a broken bottle, you could slice your hand open. But you have to sort them by company. So sometimes there would be a case of bottles that were like 10 different pops in it, and you'd have to take one out and put it in this. It was just ridiculous. Ridiculous. But they don't have to do that anymore. So I guess that's why the service desk stuff, the services that they do at the service desk just don't have as – they don't do it as much because that's where you would bring your bottle returns. So let's see. Next one is leaving items in random parts of the store. Oh, this used to drive me nuts when I worked at Jewel.
I hate it too because you'll see like perishables.
Exactly.
Meats just in an aisle.
Exactly. No, that's ridiculous. That's the one thing, Esmeralda, the perishable stuff made me nuts when I was working at Jewel.
Mary, I'm working at a grocery store right now in the pricing department. My biggest pet peeves are customers that don't put an item back or give to employees to put back. There's too much waste when perishables are not put back.
Exactly
correctly.
Right. Exactly right. And you ever, you know, and another thing is that creates another job. Because you would have someone would have to push around an overstock cart because you would find something, throw it in the overstock cart, and then you would have to put all that. The employee would have to spend, you know, a few hours walking up and down the aisles with a cart full of items that were taken off and put in as overstock. It says leaving your items. You have too many items in your cart. Instead of leaving a box of cookies in the produce section or ditching a case of soda in the cereal aisle, return these extraneous items to their shelves or bring them back to a cashier so they can be properly restocked. Doing so saves confusion for other shoppers. Or in the case of frozen or refrigerated foods, it ensures that the products do not get ruined. Yeah, that was one of my big ones. That was one of my big pet peeves. Was finding perishables like in a regular aisle. Why are you doing that? Why would you do that? How about this one? Scrutinizing the receipt right after paying. It's normal to wonder if you're getting the best deal on your groceries, but analyzing the receipt immediately after the cashier gives it back to you is rude. Not only are you holding up the line by looking for mistakes, you're also making the cashier feel if you don't trust them. Wait until you're out of the way to make sure the grapes weren't accidentally scanned twice. Chances are there won't be any errors. Yeah. It does seem a bit rude.
See, I see it. If you didn't catch it when they were scanning it, it's kind of, you're done.
Yeah.
It's it. Too bad.
Well, I mean, you can always come back. Like, if you look at it, maybe, you know.
That's true.
You can always come back and say, hey, I think you made a mistake on this, instead of standing there and looking at it right away. So, all right. More of these things of that bother grocery store employees and customers as well. 312-981-7200. We got a break for the news. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on Monday morning. That means in just a few minutes, my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Yeah. You can check us out. Follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. The best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. We're back. And we've been talking about things that frustrate every grocery store employee, and also just in general, grocery store customers. What are the things that kind of make you crazy when you go for your groceries? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some text coming in. If you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. And here's what we got. 708 area code says, your dad bags my groceries at the Jewel all the time. And he's the best and a great representative for the company. See that? That's nice to hear. Yes. 803 area code says, I live in Japan. The thing that frustrates me is the cost of fruit. A small watermelon can cost $25 or more. Wow. $25 for a watermelon? Do they not ship watermelons to Japan? Do they have to be shipped?
I would imagine they'd have to be shipped.
Yeah, grow watermelon in Japan.
I mean, I don't. The tropics need it. When Esmeralda gets in here, we should ask her about that imperfect produce thing. Have you?
We can. We'll talk about that when she gets in here. 708 area code says, I hate it when a popular item is out of stock. Yeah, that frustrates my mom when they're out of stock something that they should have stock. My mom doesn't complain to the people. Just doesn't get she has the item on her grocery list and then can't get it because it's not stocked in. And then my dad always says, well, I can always pick it up when I come into when I come into work. So 608 area code says, it makes me crazy when inconsiderate idiots leave their cart in the middle of the aisle when they're looking for a product and no one can get around them. I agree with that. That makes me nuts. It's not very hard to pull your cart right next to the aisle. So there's room for people to walk through or to push their cart through. 219 area code says, for me, it's the people that still don't understand how to use the credit chip readers. Also, check writers that wait until they get their total before looking for their checkbook. Do people still write checks at the grocery store? Really?
I don't know. Do they?
I'd have to ask my dad, because, he's there.
Right. I don't even own checks anymore.
I still use checks for certain things, for certain bills. But, yeah, that just seems weird to me. 920 area code goes further. Says people who still write checks for less than a buck.
Oh, come on. Probably costs more to make that check.
How much does the dude spend on the half and half? What he writes a check to Ralph's at the beginning of The Big Lebowski. He writes a check to Ralph's. I want to say it's for like $1.69 or something. Is it $1.69?
I'm trying to pull it.
Okay, you've seen The Big Lebowski.
Yeah,
it's Jeff Bridges buying just a carton of half and half in his robe with his sunglasses on, and he writes a check to Ralph's. 312 area code. Sometimes the cashier in the express lane will tell you to come on over if there's no line, and you'll have 17 items. Then someone will get in line behind you and scowl at you. You find it necessary to explain what you're doing there. Yeah, you can understand that. I mean, I could, but the cashier, you just say, hey, the cashier said it was okay. So, all right. Those are some complaints here from the listeners. Esmeralda, we were just talking about the imperfect fruit and vegetable thing mm-hmm. that you've got going. How's that working out?
Good. Yeah. I only do it biweekly, but I liked it so far. And honestly, the produce isn't even that imperfect.
Yeah.
So, the most imperfect thing was an apple. It was just a little wonky.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like smaller carrots. But yeah, it's kind of crazy that things get thrown out like that.
Yeah, they throw those things out?
Well, because the farmers or whatever, it's like, well, the produce, the grocery stores won't want it because it looks weird.
Yeah.
So they just dump
it. That's a waste.
I know. There's a lot of waste.
That's
that happens.
That's a huge waste. So, and they ship it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I get every 2 weeks. You can do once a week.
Yeah.
Or maybe even more. I'm not
do you
sure.
get both fruit and vegetable?
Yes.
And
but you get to pick what you want. You can even pick if you don't like a certain vegetable or a certain fruit, you can choose.
So it won't be shipped to you?
Yeah, you can opt out of certain things.
Now, how many shipments have you had so far?
I just had the one.
Just one so
yeah,
far.
I've okay. just gotten it.
And then you'll wait till like the next time?
Yeah, so this week I think it comes.
Okay, do you and V have like anticipation? Do you go, oh, I wonder what we're going to get in the box?
Sure.
Yeah?
I was curious what we were going to get, and we managed to eat everything.
Well, that's
because it wasn't that weird.
There's
beets, a little bit of kale, carrots, apples, kiwis. And it's kind of nice because it's things that I won't buy. Like, I won't buy kiwis because, one, I don't know if I'll eat them because I'm really bad about eating fruit.
Yeah, me
I'll
too.
Forget about it
me
or whatever.
Too. Me too. I'm the same way.
Yeah, so this is kind of forcing me to eat fruit and stuff.
No, it's terrible. I can't tell you the number of black bananas I've thrown out.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, too, because bananas are my favorite fruit, and I should have more potassium in my diet.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know what it is about that. What is that? Why do people do that? Why do we do that?
You just get into a mood that I'm like, that apple, whatever. Yeah. I don't want to eat that right now. And then you keep putting it off until it's like, it's leaking.
Bruised and not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not good. Well, that's cool that you have that service and you're enjoying it. Okay, let's see. More things that people are complaining about as a grocery store employee. Complaining about the lines on a Sunday. Sundays are by far the busiest days for grocery stores, and the employees have no control over that. To avoid the crowds, plan your trip for a different day. Be prepared for busier aisles in weeks leading up to major holidays as well. Sunday. I would have thought, I don't know why I would think Saturday.
No, it's Sunday.
Sunday, really?
Because it's the beginning of Monday starts your work day and
right.
or work week.
I'm technically going on a Sunday.
Like right.
You know what I mean? That's when we go. I mean, you know, now granted, we go at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no one's there at 6 a.m.
But yeah, okay, that makes sense. It's like kind of the beginning of the week. Because this is the beginning of my week. And, you know, you just want to load up.
And you get people like churchgoers who go to mass at 9 or 10 and then they go to the grocery store at 11 or 12 and then they go home.
My dad tells me that the Irving and Narragansett Jewel, where my dad works, is constantly busy. Like, every time he works, it's like a madhouse.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the most, if not, it's one of the most busiest Jewels in the city.
Mm.
And I think on just every day. But I'm sure on the weekends it's even, you know, it's insane. So, but that's why we go at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Monday.
I've gone at 6 a.m. and it's nice.
Oh, it's great.
It's just nice how quiet it is.
It's so quiet. And I used to work 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. At Jewel for many years. I did the overnights, like stocking shelves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get to, you know, like say hi to those guys who are on their last hour, can't wait to get the hell out of there. You know, the guys have been there all night. My people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so much faster, too, because I have a list and I know where everything is. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the store really well. I can get done. I mean, we can get my parents and I, because they go off with their cart and then I go off with my cart.
Yeah.
And then we meet up afterwards and we check out together. And so, I mean, we can get it done 15, 20 minutes, like in and out of there.
Goodness.
Like 20 minutes.
You'd be great at a supermarket suite.
Yes, I would. But I think the key is, you know, like, there are times when you go to a grocery store and you're like, I don't know what I want. And that's cool. But these are the needs that I have to have. So we both, my parents have a list and I have a list. And we just, you know, my dad works at the store, so he knows where everything is. That's another.
Right.
That's another advantage.
That's nice.
Although we had some trouble when they redesigned the store, because they redesigned the store and they moved everything around like a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know where anything is anymore. But now he knows where everything is. And when they rearranged the store, my dad used to work in the back. And he would face items and do kind of other things in the back and do overstock and things like that. But now they moved him up to the front. So he still doesn't, you know, now it's like he has to get used to what the store is because he's in the front now.
Right.
Instead of going up and down the aisles.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's lightning fast. I mean, we're in, we're out. We know where everything is. And supermarket. I need to sign up for supermarket sweep.
Yeah, you'd kill it.
Oh, man.
And with your dad, if he knows where everything is.
Exactly. So, all right. Complaining about the lines on a Sunday. Don't do that. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you're going to go during, like, in the peak time when everybody's going to go, you should expect to wait.
Right. I mean, pretty much after 5, any supermarket's mayhem.
Yeah.
People, any day of the week.
Yeah.
It's just mayhem.
Yeah. My dad says that all the time, says that it's constantly busy. It's like, you know. And that's, by the way, the I do want to mention this. The Jewel that my dad works at, Irving and Narragansett, is a fantastic Jewel. The employees are great. It's clean. It's usually well stocked. Mm-hmm. They've got the sushi bar in there now, and all the, you know, all the fresh stuff, and they're going high end on a lot of things.
Yeah,
and they remodeled it, so they added, like, the produce section is now bigger and all that stuff. It's a great Jewel. It's great. I think that's why people go there. So
that would probably be a reason.
That Jewel sucks. Let's go to that one. All right. Let's take a break here, and let's take a break for the weather and the traffic.
Ooh, it's the best part of the week, baby. It's time to hear something funny. Here we go with your music intro.
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Hey, what'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Oh, yes! Here we go!
That's right. It's back. We missed it last week. But it's back. My dad tells a joke every Monday morning, and let's get him on here. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, we were just talking about the Jewels.
Well, I heard it.
Yeah.
That was good. The worst?
Yeah.
People on cell phones doing transactions.
Okay, you know what? That's on the list, Dad.
Yeah. Waiting there. People, you know, it's crazy. Or I ask people, do you have bags?
Mm-hmm.
They'll put all the stuff on, then they'll give me the bag. Now I'm... The whole counter is full of food.
Oh, right, right. They don't give you the bags soon enough.
No.
Right.
They
yeah.
After they put all the
after
groceries.
They put the groceries. Oh, here are the bags, by the way. That's so stupid.
And yes, they do still write checks.
Yeah.
Because I'll ask the customer, you know how to spell my last name, right? If not, you can make it out cash.
Wow. All right. A little extra joke from Dad this morning.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
The people... We sell chicken there at the deli.
Yeah. You mean the rotisserie?
They put the bones on the shelf, or they'll eat an apple and put the core on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're talking about the rotisserie chicken, like somebody will walk around and eat a rotisserie chicken?
Yeah. Not a chicken. It's chicken wings and that.
Right, okay, and then leave the bones in the...
Yeah, they leave the bones on the shelf.
That's ridiculous. Oh, man.
No.
All right.
You know, they'll put their stuff in a basket. They don't want it. They leave it on the floor.
They leave the
chicken and steaks and everything.
That's crazy, man. All right.
I know.
It just never ends. All right, Dad, you got a joke, right? How's Ma?
Mama's doing good.
Good. All right, got a joke.
So my joke is a tired-looking old prostitute walks into the bar with a pigeon on her head and says, whoever can guess the weight of the bird can have sex with me free. So an old drunk in the back of the bar cell yells, 1,000 pounds. She said, close enough.
All right. All right.
All right, Dad. Thanks, man. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Take care.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
My dad working blue this morning. Close enough. Oh, that's great, man.
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
Think of my dad. You know how to spell my last name? He says, just make it out to cash. That's fantastic. No wonder my dad's the most popular bagger at the store. They get a comedy routine from him every day.
Get a little entertainment.
Oh, my God. All right. Tons of texts have come in, Esmeralda. Susan says it annoys her as being called ma'am.
I mean,
it's like,
there's nothing else to say that would be.
I think it's one of those things that, like, people get, you know, like people get upset about because they think that they're old.
Yeah, I get the ma'ams now, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. I'm only in my 30s. I'm not a ma'am yet.
Thank you.
Lou says I really miss the fine art of actually bagging groceries. Yeah, I hate having everything tossed into plastic bags. You remember? You never watched Letterman, right? You're not a Letterman fan.
No.
Okay, Dan, did you watch Letterman?
I do know what you're talking about.
He would every year. he would have the bag boy of the year winner. Like they'd have a contest.
Oh, nice.
And he used to bag groceries in Indiana when he was growing up. He worked at a grocery store. And this was back with the paper bags. You double the bags. Mm-hmm. You have to put the cans on the bottom and this, you know, and stack it up the best way you possibly can. And so, Letterman would always have the winner of the bag boy or bag girl, association award, mm-hmm. For the year, and then challenge them to who could bag quicker.
Yeah.
And so I always loved it because Letterman took it very seriously. Like he'd take off his jacket and he'd roll up his sleeves, and then he was really great. I mean, Letterman was great. He might not always win or beat these kids, uh-huh. but he was close, and sometimes he would win. And it was just always great because he knew exactly where to put the cans. And he had eggs. You got to do this and all that. But there was an art form to it, and I think it took much longer. Now you just grab stuff, throw it in the bag.
Right.
And that's it. So, but my dad's always like, my dad still, even though it's like plastic bags and stuff, mm-hmm. like the bread has to go on top and the eggs have to go on top.
I mean, you still have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Still going to crush it.
Right. Right. Just because it's in a paper bag and it's square.
Right. Or a plastic bag, it's still going to.
It's going to crush it. Let's see. 847 area code says, how about people helping themselves to grapes or other stuff that isn't bagged and not paying for it?
My dad will sample the grapes and the radishes.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. We used to do that downstairs when they were in the coolers.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Chad says, my wife has left the entire cart because the line was too long. Oh, that sucks.
How long could it possibly be that you can't wait?
And then all that stuff has to go back.
That's not cool.
815 area code. I'm annoyed by the mass rush that happens when a new lane opens and the cashier is announced, I'll take the next customer. Jerks.
Oh, I hate that because I never know to go over.
Right.
Unless
right.
they look straight at me and go, you.
Yeah, you don't know which one. That's true.
Well, because I don't want to be rude.
Exactly.
And be like, no, you in front of me. You go.
Yeah. 262 area code says, at checkout, the next customer comes up to my elbow. Yeah, or you get rammed with the cart. It's a cart. Take it. Give me a little room, pal. People, 630 area code, people reconnecting with someone and blocking the main aisle. So, in other words, oh, you see somebody you know. Let's have a little conversation while people are trying to get through the aisle.
See, again with the right and the left.
Right.
You got to have.
Right. Let's see. 937 area code says, we had people ask for shiny pennies when they receive change. Again, pennies that you give me have to be shiny. Otherwise, we'll not accept them.
Are you kidding me? No.
219 area code, people who don't use the cart corral. That I can't stand.
I'll got to.
Well, when I was working at the Jewels, we didn't have those, you know, cart corrals. So the carts were all over the place. In the parking lot. They didn't have those things.
So what were you supposed to do?
Go out and gather them up.
No, but you were supposed to just leave it?
Yeah. The idea was to push it back to the store, you would think.
That's fair.
But now they... that's why they made the cart corrals, because it's more convenient.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was at a small Jewel. I worked at a small Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, I mean, if the idea was happening at that time, it was such a small Jewel that they couldn't give up parking spaces in the lot. To put those, you know, put those corrals in. Mm. 630 area code says, here's what my dad just said. I work at a grocery store and I found half-eaten chicken bones all over the shelf.
That's, oh, come on.
Here's another one. Megan says there's always one person being told their list over the phone. It's the worst trying to shop when you're next to a person who's yelling about what kind of chips to get.
Ugh. Yeah, I can't stand the ones with the phone.
Yeah.
And they're in the checkout aisle. I will be talking to my mom, and I'll get up to the thing, and I'll go, hold on.
Yeah.
Just put it down.
Yeah. 708 area code, people who throw sample cup garbage away on the shelves and not the garbage can. So if you got sample stuff.
Right.
630, customers now check store availability on the internet to know if there are more items in the back. For popular products that disappear quickly from the shelves, I sometimes check first to know which store I want to drive to. It works for Jewel, Target, Walmart, etc. And then George says, one of my favorite things to do each Christmas season is to buy the Fannie Mae Mint Meltaways when they are buy one, get one free. This past year, the lady scanning my grocery said, I love these Meltaways. And I said, that's good, because this box is for you guys.
Oh.
And put them in the break room so everybody can have some.
Well, that's nice.
A little Christmas spirit. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. And we are all happy to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll be back tomorrow, too, for Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll commence. We're going to talk to a guy, a doctor, mm-hmm. Who did 7 marathons in a row in 7 different continents. just hearing that
just
sentence makes you tired.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to him. During the Olympic ceremonies, we're going to talk about athletic mm-hmm. stuff. So, all right. I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
All right. The news is up next.